Hi there, Zoo Explorer. Did you know my brother and I are named after explorers? We're Lewis and Clark. It's nice having my brother around. We like to swim, wrestle, and chase lizards. I gotta tell you, those guys sure are fast, but not my favorite snack. I much prefer to eat nuts, berries, and veggies. If we were living in the wild and not the zoo, you might see me trying to catch a fish. Animals that eat plants and meat are called omnivores. Whoa, that's a big word. I impressed myself. Did you know you're an omnivore too? Sometimes zoo explorers see Clark and me scratching and rubbing on trees. We're not trying to scratch a hard-to-reach itch. We're marking territory. Like dogs mark territory on a fire hydrant, we're letting animals know this is our home. This is where we live and sleep. Sometimes you'll see us bringing hay and palm fronds to our den to build our bedding, sort of like a bird brings twigs and yarn to build a nest. In the winter, some bears sleep all the time. That deep sleep is called hibernation. Bears hibernate so they don't get hungry, which is good because in places that get really cold, there's not a lot of food. In places like Florida where it doesn't get cold, food can grow all year long. That means Clark and I don't have to hibernate. Nope. Instead, we go into a torpor state, which means we just kind of slow down and still eat, just not as much. Begging for food is a big no-no. It's important that we know how to provide for ourselves. Our trainers spread our treats throughout the habitat, so we have to forage for food, just like the wild bears do. You see, bears don't naturally beg unless they've been taught to expect food from people. It might look cute, but it's not as good for us. Bears can't go to the grocery store when people aren't around, so please don't feed us.